Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back in. This is the third quarter of the Keystone Kickoff Show brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. KeystoneSportsNetwork.com and the Keystone Sports app. Also available, by the way, on Spotify. Just search out Keystone Sports Network. He's Greg Pickle. I'm Dustin Hockensmith. We are coming to you, as always, from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. Shifting gears a little bit, we looked at training camp and what we should be watching early in camp and some of the developments that are important to follow on both the offense and the defense. If you missed those, check them out at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. We're now looking continue our position preview series, sticking on the defensive side of the ball. We did defensive tackles, defensive ends, and linebackers. Once again, you can check those out on our website. Now we're looking at safeties, and I think Greg, this group, I don't know if it's the one that you circle as the most important on the defensive side of the ball, but certainly the most wide open when it comes to who's playing what role. Let me start, with my assumption here that Garrett Taylor is your guy at one of those spots. Uh-huh. He's going to be your starter. I think he has a chance to be, you know, one of those leader types. Now he's been around. He's arrived as a cornerback. I think we saw on high school film that there was potential for him to shift to safety at some point in his career. I think he had a really good debut, a sneaky good debut at that position last year, but it took him a while to get there. So let's just assume, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, I think it's safe to assume that Garrett Taylor is going to be a good player at one of those safety spots.
Yeah, I think so too. I thought he was a little bit underrated last year. I did think that he played quite well, and maybe he didn't always get the credit that that he deserved when it was his time to shine. But, at the end, you don't really remember too many plays that he made that were poor or too many times that he got burned deep. I mean, I don't think he's a whole lot of wowing physically, but he's just a consistent, reliable player, and you'll absolutely take that for this Penn State football team in 2019. So, yeah, he is a shoe-in for one spot, but, man, the spot next to him, that is going to be one heck of a fight.
Well, let's look at the candidates here, and this is one of the most wide-open things. It's going to be one of the things that people are going to watch the closest as camp gets underway, is looking for some kind of clue who's going to emerge there. Let's start with the incumbent. Start with Lamont Wade. Again, he was a guy who started his career at cornerback. He was a former, you know, I think one of the services had him as a five-star player. He was a very highly regarded recruit from Clareton, a two-way player. He's listed at 5'9", about 200 pounds. He's now a true junior. And I know we mentioned before the idea that it's kind of put up or shut up time. Is this that kind of year for Lamont Wade? Like, what happens with him if and we already kind of were confronted with this when he explored his options, was on the transfer portal and opted to come back.
Right.
So what happens with him if he's not the guy at safety?
That's a good question, Dustin, and one I really don't know the answer to. But, I mean, obviously, if he's not the guy, then he's going to be used in the rotation. I'm sure he'll continue to play special teams as he has in years past. So he'll have a role on this team. But, yeah, it does certainly feel like it's time for him to make a big step forward, or, maybe it just comes time when he's not, he's not in that rotation. So we'll see. Time will tell how that all is going to work out. But, you know, I do expect Lamont to have some role in this team this year. Is it as a starter? I don't know. Jaquan Brister's going to push really hard. Jonathan Sutherland's going to push really hard. And maybe one of those two guys will win the job. But Wade certainly took a nice step during spring practice.
I know that asking that question when it comes to Lamont Wade is a glass half empty way of looking at it, because you can just as easily ask what happens if he is what everybody was expecting him to be when he arrived on campus. Then Penn State's defense is in great shape. I mean, all they need is one of these guys to emerge as a really good player. And I don't think anybody really cares who it is.
Right.
Like, what's the difference at this point? There's something to be said about Jonathan Sutherland, who is also in his third year on campus. He's a redshirt sophomore. Something to be said about Jaquan Brister, who is a true junior who arrives from Lackawanna College. There's some good vibes, by the way, about Brister arriving from Dwight Gault and him putting on 12, 13, 14 pounds pretty early in his career. Fast, athletic. I mean, there are some good things to say about him, too. Penn State's not without options. And I think Brisker winning that safety job, whether that's before week one or during the year, it's definitely not out of the question, to say the very least.
No, not at all. And I think that, you know, the thing with Brisker is that they've sort of cautioned, you know, Penn State sort of cautioned about is what, you know, what, how long is it going to take him to sort of learn a position and learn everything that goes into playing at the college level? I mean, it is a pretty big jump from the junior college ranks to the FBS level. There's no argument to be made there. So we'll see how things work out for Penn State. But I do expect them to, you know, give him a nice long look during camp.
And he's a guy who, you know, in 2 years at Lackawanna College just had the ability to make things happen. So, 4 interceptions as a freshman 2 years ago. Then he had 9 sacks from his safety position last year. You see, you know, as you're looking for those difference maker types, whatever the factor is that allows a guy to just be near the ball, that allows a guy to just, you know, when there's a key moment to make a key play.
Yep.
I think you can look at however much you can throw out, you know, junior college statistics. I think there is a little evidence here that suggests that Jaquan Brisker has that it factor. And Penn State, especially on the back end of its defense, could use that it factor.
Yeah, no question. I mean, I think it's – I don't know if it's been lacking it the last couple of years per se, but I don't think it's necessarily had it either. So that's a little bit confusing and kind of goes both directions. But, you know, I do think they need more of it. You know, they had a little bit of it the last couple of years, but not enough, I don't think. So I do think that – you know, you have enough of those guys back there making plays, and suddenly your defense goes from, you know, what can be a very good unit to maybe one of the best in the country.
It's the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're thinking about the 2019 season. We're previewing the safety spot, one of the more exciting things to follow in training camp. But at the end here, we're looking ahead to August 31st, the season opener against Idaho. If you're doing the same thing, if you're thinking about Penn State's home schedule in particular, you got to think about GoPSURV.com, delivering the ultimate tailgating experience to you. You can show up on a game weekend on a Friday. You can leave on a Sunday. You get two full days of tailgating in their lot. Then you get a shuttle from there to Beaver Stadium where you can tailgate, catch up with friends. You can go right into the game. You don't have to worry about really much of anything. You show up, you bring a bunch of people with you, you have a good time. It's a nonstop party. Check it all out at gopsurv.com. I highly recommend that you do. We're talking about the safety position now. We talked, you know, about Lamont Wade and his career crossroads. I don't think we're exaggerating that. Jaquan Brisker arriving with a great deal of optimism here that he can bring some of that playmaking dynamic to the safety position. And then Jonathan Sutherland, who, you know, looking back a few years ago, him as a recruit, Greg, he's the guy who most looked like, you know, how he, in terms of how he approached the game, to what Marcus Allen brought to the table. Just a physical guy, really looking to deliver a big hit. And I know, you know, it's a physical game and everybody, you know, everybody is, has to deal with the idea of tackling and being physical and getting hit hard. Some guys look for that more than others. And I think, Jonathan Sutherland is a guy who's looking to deliver a big blow.
Yeah, I think he's been called, what, the mini Marcus Allen or something along those lines. I mean, yeah, he is the guy that will go out and he is looking to hit you, and he's not really worried about anything else but hitting you. So, yeah, impressive player, and all these guys do something a little bit better than the other one. You know, I think Brisker's probably the hardest hitter. I think Lamont Wade might be the fastest of the three, maybe not, but he certainly has probably more game experience than the other two, and Brisker could, along with Wade, be one of the faster ones there. So they all do things a little bit different, and some areas are a little bit better than the others. So it makes such a fascinating battle. But who's the guy that steps up and takes care of all of the responsibilities? That's who's going to win this job. I don't know who it's going to be. That's one position where, you know, you look at offensive guard battle, you look at the defensive tackle battle, and look at a couple other ones, and it feels almost like a foregone conclusion. But boy, this safety one, I have absolutely no clue how this is going to shake out.
And I know that you can make the case that if you have 3 starting safeties, you really have no starting safeties from that group. But right. all these guys, as you mentioned, bring a little something different to the table. Who delivers the biggest impact in camp? That's what we're looking for. And this one might not really come down to, you know, it might come down to the final days. how does the rotation shape out? And again, I'll assume, and this is no disrespect to John Patrician, but we just have no idea what to expect from him as a redshirt senior. And these guys are really good in their own right. How do you expect that rotation to go? Like, how do you expect Tim Banks to really deploy these guys in real game situations? How much do they rotate? How often are you going to see maybe three safeties on the field? Is Lamont Wade, is he a guy who comes in on pass, obvious passing downs?
Or, right.
You know, I think that's what you're not quite sure of either. If we're talking about this in terms of who's going to be the starter, but that's not the end of everything. You know, how do they use the safety group as a whole?
Correct. And what do they do rotation-wise with those guys? You're right. Those are guys that come in when they're expecting more run than pass and run, and vice versa. Do they change something with their sub-packages to get another corner onto the field and just have that guy out there with Garrett Taylor? You know, I don't know. It'll be fascinating to see what Brent Pry dreams up. At the very least, he has plenty of options. You know, there's no debating about it. I mean, he has plenty of ways he can go with this thing. So, I don't know. If I was handicapping the race, I'd probably make Wade and Sutherland slight favorites to start the year since they're more experienced. But by that Big Ten opener at Maryland, I would not be shocked if Jaquan Brisker made a move past both of them.
Well, I think there might be a little acclimation period for him, but he is clearly a skilled player who has done a really good job and turned some heads as far as how he's developed physically since he hasn't been there all that long. One other name that I think is an interesting one, CJ Holmes making that transition from running back to safety. We saw that. Nick Scott made a brief stop at cornerback, but otherwise he more or less made the move from running back to safety. And, you know, by the time his career was wrapping up as a fifth-year senior, he was a starting safety. So there's crazier things have happened. This is where, you know, that running back room is so good, and they've got an abundance of talented bodies. There just wasn't much of a prayer there for T.J. Holmes. I don't think, you know, he's a redshirt sophomore right now. If you remember, he was from Connecticut, a former four-star. Penn State recruited him. He went to Notre Dame, found some trouble there, ended up back here at Penn State. He's not a guy for 2019, but a guy to watch and see what his development looks like.
Yeah, it'll be interesting because he moved over from offense to defense because he couldn't crack the running back rotation, or it looked like he wasn't going to. So, I mean, he did a little bit of everything in high school, but it's one thing to do a little bit of everything at that level and then another thing to try and be learning all these different positions at the college level. I just have a hard time seeing him being anything more than maybe a special teams contributor this season. It's just it's hard when you can't stick at a position. We've seen guys move around to a bunch of different spots, and sometimes it's worked, sometimes it hasn't, and I just don't know what the long-term plan is for him at this point.
I think they're looking to try to figure that out on the fly. One other name to note, Tyler Rudolph, talented guy in the 19 class, arrived in January. Hard to believe that we're going to see much of him this year. Looks definitely ticketed for a red shirt. All right, those are the safeties. We're going to stay in the defensive backfield, take a quick break. We're going to look at cornerbacks in 2019.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today. 409 Tailgate Club proudly introduces our tailgate wines. Like our great sauces and rubs, you'll enjoy our wines at your next cookout, tailgate, or even as a great gift for that fan of the blue and white. Speaking of blue and white, you've got to try our award-winning Sapphire Blue, made from pure blueberry juice. Or how about our Old Main Pinot Grigio and 1855 Vidal? Go to tailgatewine.com and find all our PA preferred wines. That's tailgatewine.com.